Yo, welcome to Beast Podcast. And if you don't know, Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We talk life skills, we talk financial literacy, we talk personal development. All these things are going to help you be a better you. So stay tuned and enjoy the show. Yo, welcome back to the Beast Podcast, your host, Deshaun Beasley. On today's show, the unexpected just continues to happen for the kid. I'm going to explain to you all, or share an example of why you are needed in this world, and why your journey is so unique. Get into that. Three things I'm grateful for waking up this morning. I'm grateful for this vehicle that gets me to and from. And I'm also grateful for this body that gets me to and from and around as I'm about to work out a beautiful sunset in Cambridge. So crazy story time. I get an email from a client, a new inquiry, and it's coming from Lincoln, NE. So here in Massachusetts, Massachusetts is in New England. So the abbreviation for New England is NE. In New England, there's at least three towns off the top of my head that are named Lincoln. So when I get this email, I'm thinking, okay, it's somewhere in Lincoln. Is it Lincoln, New Hampshire? Is it Lincoln that's in Massachusetts? And then I think there's one in actually like Rhode Island. There might even be one like Western Mass. I'm like, okay, like, what is this? Like, all right, like, push it to the side. Like, it's not, I talked to previous podcasts about Q1, Q2, Q3. I'm like, it's not a Q2 task that I can get to right now. So, you know, we'll push it to the side. So she calls me and we get into a discussion just about, you know, the pitfalls of basketball, you know, just how there is a need for individualized coaching. And it was like, she was like, yeah, I was just researching it. And I saw your program. I don't know how you popped up on my search, but I found your program and I inquired. And I just realized that that you have a Cincinnati number. And then I was like, oh, well, I'm actually in New England. And I explained to her the whole mishap of the Lincoln thing. But it's just crazy. After the conversation, you know, we decided that we're going to try to do something virtual with her son. To get her son a little bit more confidence and get him skilled and everything like that. And I'm sharing this story to you just to say that if you don't take the first step in your journey and the next step after that in your journey, there's somebody who's not going to be able to, we'll just say, for lack of better words, improve their life. There's somebody who's not going to be able to learn that lesson that they need to learn. There's somebody who's not going to be able to get that nugget of wisdom that they need that's going to get them over the hump, because it's insight that's coming from you, that it's original. It's because it's coming from you, it hits differently because of who you are. So it's like my experience, you know, how I've been able to get to where I am now, that's a unique experience to me. And by me taking the next step, which would be starting a basketball training business, which would be creating a website, which would be having somebody, you know, do your Google search, search optimization, right? To creating content on a consistent basis, to posting on the website, to all these next step, consistently improving and refining. If I don't stay committed to that process and stay diligent to that process, I don't meet this young lady. I don't meet her son. And who knows what happens from this, right? He can have an amazing experience. He can have an awful experience, but who knows, you know, just the fact that, I mean, just think about this. You live in Lincoln, Nebraska, and a coach from Massachusetts that's played college and pro is willing to do virtual lessons with you for free. It's like, whoa, like, you talk about like a blessing coming out of the sky. Now, who knows where this road meets, you know, where the road goes to. But the concept still remains. They don't find me if I don't make some crucial decisions in my life, in my early 20s and in my mid 20s. This encounter doesn't happen. And let's extrapolate that over the entire clientele base that I train currently. If I don't make some crucial decisions in my early life, there's a bunch of people right now who are reaping benefits, who are, you know, having historic high school careers, having historic college careers, who are able to, you know, people who had no interest whatsoever into, you know, arts like videography, video editing, people who are starting their own business, people who are, you know, diving into coaching, people who are diving into mentor. And this is just because I was willing to take a step and walk into my purpose and what I perceived as my purpose, right? That obviously changes over time, you know, whatever God puts in my heart, right? But because I took the next step, I was able to impact lives. I don't even want to use the word change, because it's not up to us to change somebody. You can just impact the way that they go about changing their life. But I just wanted to share that because, like, I really do think that was like a powerful experience. Even for me, I'm just driving to go to a session to go play some basketball, and I get a phone call from Lincoln, Nebraska. It's like, wow, I don't know. I don't know. It's crazy, man. Like, the people I've been able to meet just from playing basketball, and the lives that I've been able to impact just from playing basketball, just from really diving myself into the game and really seeking to change myself and heal myself through the game of basketball. It's a beautiful thing. So beautiful. So continue to walk in your journey, continue to walk in your passion, continue to follow your purpose, right? Become purpose driven, not money driven. Continue to dive into that and take it as far as you can take it, because you never know where that is going to lead you. You never know who you're going to end up bumping elbows with and positively impacting and changing their life. And they might turn around and bless you. But we're out. Peace. Yo, thank you for listening to the Beast Podcast. We hope that you learned something and are empowered and inspired to be a better version of yourself. Please go ahead and subscribe, like, share it with a friend, a family member, or anybody who can get some value from it. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast. All right, y'all. Be great.